Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Thank you for being with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Yesterday in our broadcast, we were discussing some of the statements from the Journal of Discourses by leaders such as Brigham Young and Heber C. Kimball, Wilford Woodruff, and how the authority of the Mormon Church plays a role in the lives of the LDS membership. We expressed our concern that although we do expect religious leaders to protect the flock, teach the flock about what they believe to be true, sometimes religious leaders tend to overstep their bounds and they go beyond the spiritual realm and into the backyard, if you will, of the membership. I quoted yesterday a statement made by Brigham Young in Volume 11 of the Journal of Discourses on page 298, where he talks about how leaders in the church that are called of God to dictate the affairs and the building up of Zion have the right to dictate about everything connected with the building up of Zion, yes, even to the ribbons the women wear, and any person who denies it is ignorant. There is not a man or woman in the world who rises up against this principle, but what is ignorant, all such are destitute of the spirit of revelation and enjoy not the spirit of Christ.
Do you think the leaders today expect that kind of obedience from the people that they're leading?
Oh, I would tend to think absolutely. And we actually see this play out in a modern context. One thing that we know for sure, and that is the membership are, as you said, expected to follow the dictates of the leadership. How far does this really go? Let me tell you a little bit of a story. We all know that here in the state of Utah, there is a high depression problem. There's been several articles to this effect. For instance, back in 2008, ABC ran this article on their website, dated March 7, 2008, where it says that there was a study done, and though it wasn't broken down by gender, it said nationally women are twice as likely to be diagnosed with depressive disorders as men, experts told ABC News. Psychiatrists point to several factors that could contribute to Utah's high levels of depression. Limited mental health resources, restricted access to treatment as a result of cost, poor quality of resources, and a varied list of other factors, including an underfunded educational system and a culture deeply rooted in the Mormon faith. Now, they're not the only one that came with that conclusion. That points to Mormonism as part of the problem.
Well, lifelong Mormon physician Kent Ponder in 2003 interviewed nearly 300 women, and he concluded in his paper that Utah residents currently use more antidepressant drugs, notably Prozac, than any other residents of any other state. And he linked that depression directly to the Mormon church itself.
Now, Mormon apologists didn't like that, and of course they came out against that, and they said, well, there's, in their opinion, they didn't really feel there was enough information that really warranted that type of a conclusion. However, whatever the reason, we have to assume, and we do see, that within the Mormon church, there are a number of women who do suffer from depression.
Oh, yeah.
What happened with this is that ministry out of San Antonio, Texas, Evidence Ministries, which is led by Keith Walker and his wife, Becky Walker, had a genuine concern for the women in the Mormon church. And I know these people. They have a genuine concern for the Mormon people, just as we do. And so Becky spearheaded this outreach that was to be held a week before General Conference, when the women have their conference and they have their own speakers and such. And they pack out the conference center, and that conference center holds about 21,000 people. And what they decided to do was to hand out little travel packets of tissues, and in the packet would be a little business card type track. On the track, this is what it said. This is all it said. It says, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. This card distributed by evidenceministries.org, and then underneath it, it said regional contacts, and then it had four more websites that deal with the subject of Mormonism, but we're there should any of the ladies want to look into getting any further information. They handed these things out to the women going into their conference. They handed out 10,000 of them within 2 hours.
That's amazing.
But what is really amazing to me, though, Eric, is the fact that as soon as some of the people there in authority realized that there was a card inside, they started confiscating the tissues and the card. And so we wanted to know, well, what were the Mormon women saying about this? And it's not very difficult in today's day and age that we can go on various Mormon sites and read what they're saying about this. And there was plenty to be said about this. In fact, one of the blog sites actually said, as we crossed the street from Temple Square to the conference center, there were a couple ladies with big baskets handing out compliments, smiles, and packs of free tissues with little bows tied around them. She goes on to say, as we got into the building and went through security, we noticed a huge box behind the counter where they checked your purses. It was literally overflowing with those Kleenex packets. And there was a woman there asking us to pass any tissues we received to her. Now, in light of what we read yesterday and how Mormons are supposed to dutifully follow their leadership, of course, a lot of these women were just naturally handing them in. They never even saw what was on the card, but they were dutifully handing them in. In fact, one of the talks I found out later on was actually on duty. On duty. And what's duty in Mormonism? Do what you're told, and you've got all this long list of things that you must do. Another blog site actually talked about how these cards and the tissues that came with them, they were full of anti-LDS literature.
What you just read on that card, it was a Bible verse.
From Jesus himself.
And so is that LDS, anti-LDS literature?
But it goes on. They were full of anti-LDS literature. These ladies had taken time to unwrap thousands of tissue packages, that's not what they did, and alternate the tissues with hateful and inappropriate words.
This is a person who never saw that card.
Obviously. Now, this is my point. How does this tie in, you might ask, with the authority verses or quotes that we read yesterday? Here are these ladies that are being taught to listen to authority, and they are to trust these authorities to tell them the truth. How did this woman who wrote this blog draw the conclusion that the little packets that were handed out of genuine concern by these Christian women, 12 women, how did she come to the conclusion that they were full of anti-LDS literature and that they had hateful and inappropriate words?
Now, this is a church that does emphasize this idea of free agency. Listen to what she wrote in the next paragraph. I think all men should be allowed that same privilege. America was founded on the concept of freedom, particularly that of religion. Why should LDS members be denied that privilege? Oh, I agree. Why were they denied the privilege of being able to practice their free agency and at least look at the cards and not have them, what was called in several of these blogs, confiscated?
Mm-hmm.
They actually took them. Now, we weren't there. We don't have video evidence of this, but apparently we're under such pressure at the front to have these women hand these over that apparently very few would have kept them.
Well, the thing was, is they were actually checking the purses of the women that are going in. I don't know if that's a regular procedure when people go into a conference meeting like that. If the checking of the purses had anything to do with these tissues being given to the women, then I have to say that makes this situation even worse. My goodness, is the Mormon church that paranoid that, oh my goodness, a URL to a Christian website that talks about Mormonism, our people can't handle information, so we're going to confiscate any references so that they might check something out that we don't want them to read.
Well, that stance backfired back in 1998 when we were in Preston, England, and we were handing out newspapers to the British audience there going to a temple open house. We were handing them to them on the way in, and they were taking them from them physically, apparently, as they walked into the temple open house, they ended up coming back out, many of these angry British citizens visitors. Who were not part of the Mormon church. And you had somebody tell you something there, Bill. What did that gentleman tell you?
Well, he said that he wasn't going to read the paper at first, but now that they've taken it away from him, he's curious to know what they don't want him to know.
And that's a normal response, or it should be. Why is somebody taking this away from me? I don't know how many of these women had that same kind of feeling.
Well, one other woman talks about this very thing, and she said that the card was an anti-Mormon propaganda, well disguised. How easily fooled we can be. The tissues actually came from a religious group set on saving and converting Mormons. They study our religion, teach seminars on how to catch us in our own doctrine, and boldly answer questions that arise from questioning Mormons or others who want to find out what Mormons believe. What's wrong with that? See, here's the problem I have with a lot of Mormons who don't understand why evangelicals feel a sense of urgency to reach out to them about what we've found about the Mormon faith. They look at that as an act of hatred, which is really sick and twisted, if you ask me. These women had a genuine concern for these Mormon ladies that are going there, that they spent so much time preparing for this outreach.
Not only that, Bill, but most of them came from Texas. They flew in at their own expense.
Exactly. And yet the Mormon people look at this as an act of hatred. That's troubling, because that's exactly what Muslims do. See, Muslims do the same thing. They don't look at any type of outreach towards them as an act of love. They look at it as an act of hatred. Shame on Latter-day Saints who look at this type of evangelism in the same way.
Should the Mormon missionaries coming to my door be viewed the same way? Am I supposed to say they must hate me because they're coming and trying to convert me?
Exactly. I don't look at Mormons who come to me to share with me about what they believe or even challenge me on what I believe as some kind of horrible threat motivated by hatred. But do you see how the Mormon church has manipulated the minds of its members to think exactly that? Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There was no anti-Mormon propaganda in it. There were no hateful words. Who told these women this? The very people that they are instructed to trust. That's who told them that. And they lied to them.
And they're not allowed to think on their own. They have to do what the leaders say.
Fortunately, some of these blog sites, it sounds like some of them at least, were a little concerned about the confiscation and didn't like that. That's good. That's commendable. I'm glad that they wrote that. I wish other Mormon ladies would think through this as well. That was not done out of a meanness or hatred. It was done out of a genuine concern for you and your eternal welfare.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear past editions of more than 100 shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is available on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the box that says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today. Looking for a book on Mormonism? The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City carries the largest selection of Christian books on Mormonism, including titles such as Mormonism, Shadow or Reality, and Mormonism 101. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is also a great place to get your questions answered. Open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 5. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is located directly across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark at 1358 South and West Temple.